I think we also have a few ritual things. Oh. Like for example, every day once we get up, I make her coffee and bring it to her. And once she gets out of the shower, I immediately bring the towel and towel her off. Those are just a couple of...
You make the bed every day.
Yeah, and I make the bed. I think one of the most important things that someone will learn, as a wife who is not stressed starts thinking about sex more. A super stressed wife does not think about sex very much.
This podcast contains explicit adult content, mature themes, and candid conversations about sex, dominance, power exchange, and ethical non-monogamy. It is intended for audiences 18 and over only. Listener discretion is advised. The views expressed by our guests are theirs alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or values of the hosts, producers, or affiliated brands. The Bull Brotherhood podcast is for educational, entertainment, and empowerment purposes only. Nothing in this podcast should be interpreted as legal advice, medical guidance, or psychological counseling. We speak from experience, not credentials. Always practice consent, respect the boundaries of others, and follow local laws. If you're not comfortable with frank talk about sex, kink, dominance, or emotional power, this probably isn't the show for you. But if you're ready to step into your masculine edge and embrace a lifestyle that demands mastery, welcome to the Brotherhood.
Welcome to the Bull Brotherhood podcast, where we talk power, pleasure, and the art of dominance in ethical non-monogamy. This is not your average lifestyle podcast. This is for men who lead, men who master, and men who leave a lasting impression. If you're here, you're not just curious. You're ready to elevate. So to all the bulls, hot wives, stags, and open-minded explorers, we see you. Let's go.
Claim the mind, train the body, own the soul. Deep connections built on trust. Let's all go from conversations to the passion that we hold. This brotherhood's for man of stories.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exhilarating episode of the Bull Brotherhood podcast. I'm the one and only Sigma Male himself, Brian Morgan, a.k.a. The Lone Wolf. One third of the podcast family, along with my couple, the lovely Siren. Hey, baby.
Hey, Brian.
How are you this evening?
I'm tired, but this always rejuvenates my spirit, so I'm excited.
Outstanding. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, the nephew himself, Socrates. What's up, baby boy?
What's good, Unc? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, and happy new year to you guys, all right, if I did not tell you earlier. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the episode that brings us back. It is 2026. We are at the start of another new year, and I'm very, very excited, along with Socrates and Siren, to get this thing started again. And tonight, we actually have a couple that comes from the Pacific Northwest, I believe, and they are very, very good friends with Socrates and Siren. They are Victoria and James. Hello, couple.
Hi.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing wonderful. Thank you for being on the podcast. This is my first time hearing about you guys, so I'm very, very excited to get your origin story and find out what this true female-led relationship couple is all about. So I'm going to turn it over, ladies and gentlemen, to Socrates and Siren, and they're going to lead this tonight. Believe me, I will chime in when I hear something to talk about. But I'm just going to sit here and let Victoria and James get with Socrates and Siren and let them tell their story. Go ahead, nephew.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So first off, I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. I'm really, really excited.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. This is actually our second episode of the new year. Our first one was the, kind of our intro we're doing this year. So that will come out. And I'm really excited for this new year. I want to talk about that for half a second. Then we're going to get to Victoria and James. We're really excited about what we have for our future. One of the things, this is new me. I'm no longer the perpetual student. Because I've sat under my unk and he's taught me the ways of the force, I've graduated to Jedi. And I'm no longer a perpetual student. I'm always in my mastery form, learning to be, you know, like my unk and all of my masters and all the guys that are take this craft seriously and truly care for the people that are in this community. And I'm really excited to make that announcement because my unk and all of my mentors and this brotherhood of ours that is truly a fraternity of brothers that love this lifestyle have elevated me. And I just want to say thank you all. And I'm going to give a shout out to Brian Morgan, who was my direct unk, my mentor, and the guy that I choose who has the final word that was established in the triangle debate as the man. I want to shout out to Dimitri. I want to shout out to my boy D, Dimitri. D, you've lightened my fire, man. You have encouraged me and built me up. I want to shout out to my boy Damien. I'm sorry, Mr. Mocha. We'll switch that out. I want to shout out to my boy Mr. Mocha, who, you know, recently accepted me into his home and got me on the right track. To Pagan, who's taught me about sex magic and the power of his word. And Michael C, who is the that's the mouthpiece right there, bro. That man has the gift of gab. And, you know, he can talk his way in anything, including to a beautiful woman's arms. So that's the new me. So let's get started and talk about Victoria and James. So I met them at Splash Mocha in 2023. And a little story about my journey is that she is the epitome of what I value, which is tall and curvaceous and just feminine and beautiful and elegant and classy. And the vibe is always number one. And her husband, James, who was that guy is dope, man. I admire that guy so much. James is just a cool dude, good heart, and represents the power of a cuck. And I'm so sad that these guys out here in the world don't understand the power of that. But and then so I saw her, and she went up to Michael C. And Michael C. is like 5'6" or something. I don't know, 6'11" or something. I don't know. The dude's tall. And so is Victoria. And she went up to him, and I met them in a seminar, and she went up to him, and she hugged him, and she said, I just love a tall man. And because I didn't have the ways of the forest back then, I didn't know that has nothing to do with attracting a woman. It has to do with my confidence. So I told myself a lie. Well, I'm only 6, and so maybe she won't be interested in me. And I did not approach her, and that was one of the biggest mistakes. And we end up meeting at the end of Splash, and we're all tired. And we sat down, and my wife, Siren, reminded me that, you know, we sat down and had a really great conversation with them. And they had this nice little business card, and we talked, and we shared, and we realized, you know what, we're vibing. The next time we see each other, we're gonna connect. And so that's where it started. So, Victoria, talk to me about your origin story. What got you guys into the lifestyle? What got you guys to decide to make that lifestyle decision?
Oh, gosh. Well, it was probably about 4 to 5 years ago that we were in a position that our kids were getting ready to leave the nest. And we were trying to figure out, actually, I was really motivated to figure out what to do next. I spent a lot of time putting everything I had into helping make sure that the kids were successful and giving everything I could to them. And I was not exactly sure what the next step was going to be. And so we were on our way to an event and we were driving along the lake. And I had talked to James and said, okay, what do you think we should do when the kids are graduated? Should we go hiking? Should we try out new breweries? And he said, I think you should dominate me. And I almost drove into the lake. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Very, very vanilla lifestyle. We've been married for over 20 years at that point. Very, very, very vanilla lifestyle. And I said, well, does that like mean I have to wear leather or what is that? So anyway, all of that to say, it just opened a really big conversation about a part of our life that we didn't really spend a lot of time paying attention to. And yeah, and then about a month after that, he said, hey, I wouldn't mind if you were with another guy. And I'm like, yeah, I just got used to this other idea. What are you talking about?
Right? Like, you're throwing them at me too quick.
Yeah. I'm like, this is absolutely nuts. So, I'm not interested in having sex with another guy. That's like absolutely insane. There's not really, even if I was, there's not really a market. This was my opinion. There's not really a market for guys who are interested in middle-aged women who've had children. And, you know, anyway, and that started another conversation.
Oh, yes, there is.
So that's, well, I've since found that that was an inaccurate perception on my part. Yeah. So that's kind of what started the conversation, a lot of research into female-led relationships. I hadn't ever heard that term. I hadn't ever heard the term cuckold. I knew nothing about that. So I just delved into, once the shock wore off, I just delved into researching as much as I could, because I figured we'd been together long enough that if it was important for him to bring up, then it was important for me to figure out and at least understand what he was asking.
So, James, had you already researched this before you asked her to dominate, build another guy?
I guess in the sense, research, watching a lot of porn of female dominatrix and also cuckold stuff. And yeah, so I did a lot of research with that, certainly. If you can call it research.
We call it Pornhub research.
Yeah.
So what that is, that's definitely research. That's definitely research.
Yeah. I mean, I was, you consider me the lead researcher then. Yes, I did a lot of research. Several papers written on it.
Seeing is believing, okay? You can read about it all damn day, but until you actually see it, then you know what, you know. So great. Good. That's a very good cook. A good story. Please continue. Please continue.
Yep. So, Victoria.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What happened after that?
Actually, I was going to let you go ahead. That led into going into Adult Friend Finder, which was the worst thing in the world, because it felt like, you know, from going to nothing, when we met and started dating, you know, at this point, as of today, we've been together for 30 years. Dating apps were not a thing. The internet was barely a thing. And so he said, hey, let's get on Adult Friend Finder. And I'm like, it was awful. I said, get me off of this thing. It feels like I just have like dongs flying at my face all day long. I'm overwhelmed. It's not attractive. There's no communication. I'm not interested. So I said, yeah, I'm going to take the reins on this and I'm going to figure this out. So I basically Googled, because I told him that, I said, you know, I think this is the single male thing is probably too complicated. I think swinging is going to be easier. Obviously, another terrible assumption. But so I said, yeah, it was awful. So I Googled, how do you find swingers in the state that we're in? And it led me to Cassidy, which was a site. And so we got on Cassidy and I told James, I said, okay, if we're going to do this and if we're going to try this, we're going to go where swingers congregate. So we're going to go on a cruise and we're going to be locked at sea with all these swingers. And by the end of this, we're going to know if we like it or not.
Wow.
If we don't like it, we can just stay in our room and order room service. So that's what we did. And we basically scheduled a cruise and started talking with people. And I kind of got over that thing, thinking that I was too old or, you know, all of the things that one thinks, the negative talk that people have about themselves. And we booked this cruise and it was all alcohol was included. And I said, we're going to find a way to have a good time, even if we don't like that part of it. And then we started talking with couples and single males. And the weekend before the cruise, we're like, okay, we're going to rip the Band-Aid off. And so we spent one night with a couple and another night with a single male. And we said, okay, this worked great. Let's go on the cruise. And so that's kind of how we started.
Wow. And it was honestly, and you guys know this by now since we've met, that it was really, my intentions were pure of the single male. And then she brought up doing the couple thing and swinging. I'm like, well, you know, if you're gonna call me up to smash and pussy, I guess I'll jump in if I have to.
He was such a trooper.
Yeah,
he was such a
so we really dabbled in both, you know.
Yeah, and our philosophy was, we're gonna try everything twice because we don't know anything about anything, and I'm not going to have any idea of what I enjoy or not until I do all the things. And so that started a year of what I call drinking from a fire hose, so to speak, of us gone, like all the weekends, every other weekend, always doing something, always going somewhere, traveling, meeting people, doing things. And yeah, that was about for the first year. And then we kind of got into our groove and kind of really figured what we liked. And during that time it was couples and single males, both, and kind of navigating both of those realms and still doing things. FLR, we had contract, we have a contract between us. We had rules and things that we had. And so we were kind of living in both existences. And really it was, James gave me the space to really figure out what I liked, and he just went at the direction of it. So it was really great. And he was always really, really great and supportive for whatever and he still is this way, whatever I want to do, wherever I want to go. If I want to take a break, I take a break. If I don't, I don't. And he's just along to support me along with it, which is amazing.
Okay, let's rewind. Tell me about the contract.
Well, so yeah, we started the contract because, you know, we Googled it and we figured out what do we do? This is something in the female, and I was trying to figure it out. I'd done books and stuff, and we Googled how to put together a contract. And so the contract was really clear as to what his position was, what the philosophy was with me, and what he deferred to me in. There were areas where he's actually better at things than me. That sounds really actually rude, but of course he's better at things than I am. But so I deferred to him to those things, but I have the final say in things. We have rules that from that moment when we made that decision, there was no masturbation on his part. You know, I cage him when I want to. It's completely my decision. And kind of, you know, just that he is in all things, it's the basis of him doing things for me. Is about how you think?
Yeah, that roughly sums it up.
Did I miss anything in there?
I'll tell you if you missed something.
Whatever, shut up. Just kidding.
I love that. And
so
you guys didn't think that was as funny as we did. I'm gonna beat his ass after this, and you're not gonna, you won't be able to see the mark.
I didn't want to sound like a total pussy in front of everybody, so I'll try to sound tough for a moment.
I know, I say that I beat his ass, but he'd like it too much.
Yeah, or I could help out with that, you know. I like to help you sometimes.
Yes. Sorry, Brian, did that answer your question?
Yeah, that pretty much tapped into everything. Sounds good.
And then we'd go to Sunday breakfast and we'd kind of review it for a bit. And we just did re-up of it probably about 3 or 4 months ago. We went through it and updated it and made sure that everything looked correct. And sometimes if we feel like we're getting off base, we'll go back to it and return to it.
Yeah, and part of that is obviously that she has complete sexual freedom, regardless of checking with me or not.
I love that. I love that.
Which I actually don't exercise. I actually don't exercise that, because I also understand that when I'm given such incredible freedom and power within the relationship, that I'm also, you know, that's an incredible responsibility, and I need to be very cautious and careful about how I wield that kind of power.
Nice Spider-Man quote.
Stop it. It's not a Spider-Man quote. That's a, with great power comes great responsibility. I did not say that.
You were pretty close, but you did.
Thanks for the backup on that.
I selfishly want to get to the juicy part of how we know Victoria and James and how we had an interaction with them, our first interaction with them. Can we talk about that?
Patience, Siren. We'll get to it.
I don't.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, trust me, we're going to get into that one. I want to tell my listeners, I make bold statements. This is not, Victoria and James are too humble for this, so I'm going to speak for them. In my humble opinion, this is an exemplary couple. Let me review what they said. They had a conversation. The cuck did his own research first. And go back to our episode in season one about research. I don't know which what number it is, but we'll put that in the show notes. So they started off with their own kind of research, and porn is research. That's fine. I wouldn't recommend porn, but because I did with, actually, I started with the porn and Adult Friend Finder, and I loved it. So we'll talk about that end of it. But they started with research. Then they had a good conversation. Then they researched more, and she mentioned some books. I'd love to hear what those books are later. And then they did more research. And then they just jumped in. I mean, after that, they came up with a contract because the research said that might be the best way to handle these things. Write them down. We just helped another couple, and they call it a constitution, and we love that. You write it down because people forget, people don't remember. You know, you might be in the moment. That's beautiful. And then they execute it. And then they go back and they sit down and they review everything. That is the best way to do it. In my opinion, again, there's other ways. I'm not saying that you can, there isn't other models of starting, but I believe this couple is exemplary because of those foundational principles that we always talk about in this episode. And they're too humble to say it, so I'm going to toot their horn. And that's why I have them on, because, or I invited them to come share their story, because there's many ways to do it. But she's authentically this, guys. Like, these couple, this is who they authentically are. And my theory is that because they took their professionalism as professionals, as parents, as adults in this world, and they took some of those things and they applied it into their everyday life and the lifestyle, it was easy transition. Would you guys agree, Victoria and James?
Well, I mean, I think that that's incredibly complimentary of you. We totally left out all of the parts where we totally fucked up and we had to, you know, things blew up and we had to pick up the pieces and kind of figure out what to do. So, I mean, which we would now tell you that none of that was bad. It was all wonderful way, I should say, a segue into great communication, hard at the time. But we, like when I said, we tried everything we did and we just kind of did it and then figured out about how we felt about it afterwards. So, I mean, I think that you give us a lot of accolades and a lot of credit. And we did have a very, very, very solid foundation prior to engaging in all of this. But like people say time and time again, when you engage in this, it definitely highlights any cracks in your foundation and you quickly figure out how to resolve those, you know, if you're going to have any sort of longevity, I would think, in this.
And I think you brought up a great point about research. I mean, now I certainly have like many, many more better resources where if some guy is thinking of talking to his wife and introducing these concepts, there's a lot of stuff out there that are much, much better than obviously porn, because it's counter to what you should be doing. I mean, like evolvingyourman.com and some other books. There's some really good stuff out there that you can introduce to your wife that will introduce it in the correct way where she can digest it better, I think.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you for the thoughtful comments for us.
Yeah. And you know, I pride myself on being authentic. Like, I got some couples, I'm like, I just told a couple, I think you need to get out and take a break because y'all are tripping. You know what I mean? I have no compunction telling people, you know, where I think they are, because I'm always coming from a place of love and I want to see everybody in this lifestyle win. And yeah, and some people, you know, me and Siren didn't have 30 years under our belt, but I worked extremely hard and she put up with my craziness to build a
really... I still am.
Oh, yes. To build a really strong, solid foundation. And I drilled her and I practiced and we talked and we went over a lot of things. And to her credit, she said, bet, I will meet it and exceed it. And she did. And she leapfrogged me in some ways. Some ways I'm learning from her, but I just really love that foundation. So talk to us about the FLR part.
Oh, I think it just kind of goes back to the... contract and that at the end of the day, I am the person who calls the shots on it.
I think we also have a few ritual things. Oh. Like for example, every day once we get up, I make her coffee and bring it to her. And once she gets out of the shower, I immediately bring the towel and towel her off. Those are just a couple of...
You make the bed every day.
Yeah, and I make the bed. I think one of the most important things that someone will learn, a wife who is not stressed starts thinking about sex more. A super stressed wife does not think about sex very much.
Amen, hallelujah, preach, amen. James, you're turning me on.
James, hold
on. Should I say non-stressed wife a few more times?
Hold on. Hold the fuck. Gentlemen out there.
Doing dishes?
James.
I'm touching my nipples now.
Okay. So I'm going to be talking about this in the future. It's called frame in the manosphere community. And what that means is that when you give a woman the space and freedom to be feel secure and safe and non-judged, and like I said, and quiet her mind, and that's what he's talking about, relieving the stress, then that helps activate a woman's natural, like, you know, juices, her natural desires, her natural fantasies. And so that's why I say this is an exemplary couple, because James is a smart motherfucker. He knows what he's talking about, y'all. So gentlemen out there, listen. Love it. Love it. So, okay, Siren, I'll let you go ahead. So what happened is we had connected, and I'll let you take over from that point to leading up to the juicy stuff, because I know you're really excited about that.
Hey, I know James is too. And James and I, it's funny with the female lead, because then, you know, James and I kind of took over this part. So we had talked about having my back. Okay, there we go. And I don't remember who brought up the whole thing, but I had talked to Michael C. about cuck sitting. And for those of you not familiar with that, because it's really, you know, not talked about a lot, but it's really fun. And I had talked to Michael C. and he said, well, why do you want to do it? And I said, because I just feel so excited by the idea of watching my husband sit there, you know, play with this woman and please her and ravish her while sitting next to her husband and talking to him about it. And I said, you know, whether that helps him to, you know, be more calm about the situation, to enjoy that situation, et cetera. I just want to be in service to that cuckold couple. So I think what kind of brought it up is that at the second Splash Mocha that we went to, my husband was playing with this woman and I ended up sitting next to her husband and just watching. And I said, do you want me to, like, suck your dick or something? Like, you know, can I do something for you? I was just like, he's like, oh, no. I just watch. And he's like, but we can talk. And I was like, oh, okay. And then at that same event, I watched him play with another woman and sat next to the husband. And that husband, he's like, I said, okay, so we just sit here and talk, you know. And he said, oh, he's like, well, he's like, these are her events, but I do play outside of here. So it kind of just brought the idea going. Well, then we started talking to Victoria and James and kind of brought the idea of cuck sitting to them. And we kind of just explored the idea and how it would work with them and kind of all four of us learned together. And it was really a really cool thing. Did you have something, Socrates?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's because I'm fun to watch, y'all. I'm fun to watch.
Oh, well, and if you do say so yourself.
And we had actually... Oh, I'm probably jumping ahead about this, but we had actually dabbled in this once before, not to necessarily the same level, but I had played with the power exchange of giving the key to another woman before. And that was kind of the conversation that you and I had, Siren, about, okay, you know, what does this look like? What does it do? And so for me, it was a bit of a ritualistic thing to say, okay, if you're going to cuck sit him and you're going to manage it, I'm going to give you this key. So I'm not going to worry about it anymore. I now provide you with the responsibility of this and do what you will with it. I've subcontracted.
Right.
And
that was,
and from my, oh, go ahead.
From my perspective, when you're talking about this, you're describing that other event and the guy says, yeah, I'm just watching. And I'm thinking like, wait a minute, my wife getting ravaged by some other guy and I'm sitting there with his wife and she's dirty talking about how great it is. Like, fuck yeah, sign me up. Like, this sounds amazing. And And it was, yeah, and it was even better than that when it happened.
Right.
So I messaged Victoria privately and I said, hey, so I've never done this. I'm very excited, but I want to know what your guidelines are. What are my do's? What are my don'ts? And then, like she said, she brought up giving me the key and I said, whew, I immediately caught my breath. I said, that is a lot of responsibility. And I said, let me talk to my husband about that because I don't know, you know, if I want to do that, should I do that? So Socrates and I talked it over and, you know, and he said, she's offering it to you. Just find out all the do's and don'ts and you'll be fine. I said, okay. And then I was very like, whew, angsty, you know, about that whole key thing. And so in the group chat, I know Socrates and Victoria were flirting back and forth. And then James and I, we were creating the fantasy. James right away had a lot of ideas of what would be going on. And it was hilarious because, you know, Victoria was very generous with her do's and don'ts as well. I have since cucksat for a couple of other, you know, couples and they weren't quite so, the wife wasn't quite as generous, and that is totally fine. I said, I can do anything from sit there and just sit with him and be quiet, all the way to whatever you want, which you will hear more about in a second.
Or sit, you can either sit there or sit on my face.
Yeah.
Are those two choices?
Right. So when we asked, I said, well, James, what does this look like for you? And he said, well, you know, go ahead and say what you, you know, what your one of your ideas was.
Oh God, I'm trying to, because I had a lot of ideas.
Well,
James should be an erotic writer.
He should.
The man great. Has nothing but
it was
he
very
has, like, unending fantasies.
I just don't want to like not do it justice. It was so descriptive. It like I was like I didn't know that I was going to get all turned on by this. I went in. I was a very service minded, you know, going to help out and everything. And I didn't realize how great it would be, you know, for a turn on for everyone.
Right.
So he described, you know, like basically like me sitting on his face and just telling him about what was going on with his wife and my husband. And it would basically be something like this. Yeah, so Victoria and Socrates will be blah, 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 blah. And then it was like very boring. And then whatever him and I were doing, he was very descriptive and very erotic. And like, he was very excited about being cucksat, you know, very excited. And that just made it even more fun because, you know, you could just feel his excitement coming out. So then we get to, it's probably 4 months of us all talking and planning everything. And then we get to Fort Lauderdale Splash Mocha and, you know, we go and talk to them. It was Wednesday night and, you know, we're all excited. We're going to go do this. And we only talked very shortly. And then we said, let's just go, you know? So I had planned out an outfit, a very strappy, very dominatrix looking. I had a flogger. She was going to give me his key, this whole thing. So I was really, you know, getting into the character of this cuck sitter. I think we planned more about that aspect of it than actually Victoria and Socrates playing.
Oh, because that's the only reason, because the day I saw her, I already had my plans set. I was like, I've been waiting on this shit for a year. I know what I'm going to do.
And I, you know, and in all fairness, I am such a, like, black and white, type A
person.
Oh, black and white. That too. But I am very literal. I am not a creative person, and he's the fantasy person. He's the one who has the ideas. I am so literal that I would never even be able to imagine that in a million years. So it's really, really handy for him to be able to have that creative aspect of it. And for me, it actually feels really great to have no plans and to say, Siren, you're a fantastic grown-ass woman. Here's the key. Do what you will. He knows if it's something he shouldn't do, and he'll let you know. And then I'm going to go about my business. I don't have to worry about it. That is
I'm business, y'all. I'm the business she was talking about.
But, I mean, it's actually very freeing. And our relationship is so much, and my turn-on that I found out over all of this is the power differential. It's all about the power differential for me. And it was very, very fun and freeing. It's not for everyone. There are many in similar relationships to ours that are would absolutely be think that this is a terrible idea and that I should never do that. But
I disagree. It's a wonder. It's an amazing idea.
But at the end of the day, we do what works for us, and we're not kind of pigeonholed into any sort of box. We talk to each other and we figure out what we enjoy, and we go from there, and we trust one another that we'll be able to manage whatever way we go. So all of that to say, that was kind of the disclaimer if people think I'm a terrible cuckoldress.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's why I say it's all the way from, hey, I'll just sit quietly with him, to, you know, what ended up happening, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, so we arrive at the room. I had something over my outfit as to not distract, you know, regular hotel patrons. And we go to the room. They have done a beautiful job with lighting and just really setting the mood. The music is going. It's a very welcoming and erotic environment. And immediately, as soon as I am in the room and the door is closed and Socrates behind me, James falls down in front of me and says, may I undress you? And I don't remember if he called me a queen or something. I have no idea. I can't remember that part. But I just remember he just immediately fell down and was like just shaking with excitement and asked to help me undress. And so, you know, he helped me take the outfit on that was over it. And he was just, his eyes were as big as saucers. And it was just so exciting the entire time. And the entire focus, you know, we thought that maybe, you know, we were going to sit and we were going to do all of this stuff and Socrates and Victoria were going to get into their play, and that is not what happened at all. So the focus of the
red strappy outfit.
Mm-hmm. You remember that?
It's a good thing he's caged. We're going to keep that boner under control, right?
I had a hard time I had a hard time with the concept of punishing someone, but James was very disobedient and so he got punished. And so that was very easy after that, you know, and then I made him undress himself, and then, you know, just began running the flogger over him and doing various things. Socrates, you raised your hand.
Yeah, no, I want you to keep going. There's just one part I really want to just say myself, so just keep going, and I just want to make sure I can get in.
Raise your hand when you want to say that.
Oh, yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So we just proceeded. I just was teasing him, and, you know, he's like, may I touch you? And then I'd let him touch me, and then I'd say no, and I just, you know, we just played around with it because it was a first for me of you know, having that control over another man. I never had done anything like it before. I never do anything dominating with my husband, nor do I want to, but because I was borrowing the power from Victoria, it made it fun, it made it exciting, it made it something, you know, that we were exploring. So as we got further into it, I did end up ordering him to lie down on the couch. And then I was going to ride his face, but then he touched me. And I said, you did not have permission to touch me, and now you will wait. And then I got back up, and I wouldn't let him touch me, and he was just shaking with excitement the entire time. And, you know, just, you know, Socrates and Victoria, you know, began to get started. I began to reference to them, and then Socrates wants to tell this part.
Yeah, so let me set the scene for y'all.
Yeah.
I have expanded my palette of the ladies, and I always put vibe first. But you guys have to understand, when I designed in my mind the kind of elegant, classy, curvy, tall, and delicious woman, Victoria's it, y'all. And I always said, pussy focuses me. I'm not the type of, I can be in a room, a crowded room, and what's in front of me, it focuses me. And I'm always mastering my craft. I'm always focused on the woman in front of me to give her the best experience I can. And I'm sitting here and they're doing their thing and I'm like, okay, you know, let's move towards, I don't even remember what I did, but we moved slowly and we got to the point where she's laying on the bed. And I'm telling you, 99 times out of 100, I'm like, whatever's going on, I don't care. I got this beautiful classy, delicious, good vibe woman in front of me. And this time, I had, like she said, I don't ever get to see a dominant siren because she don't do that with me. She doesn't want to, and she ain't doing it, even if she wanted to. And I saw that for the first time, and for the first time ever, I could not take my eyes off of those two guys. I was like, what the fuck is going
on? Not two guys.
These two people, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I don't mean guys.
Hey, let's correct that, folks.
Yeah, I don't mean
quickly.
My wife and James. And I was like, oh, I don't know what's going on. And then, but at the same time, I feel like, Victoria, you felt the same way, right?
Oh, 100%. But I had been in swinging positions with James. And James is very animated. And he can definitely, with his animation, it causes. And so a James siren combo with all of this was like, I mean, it was so distracting in all of the best ways. There was no way that you and I were going to be able to get done when anything that we needed to get done while that amount of fireworks was happening. It was just a display. You could not help but stop and watch just at this really great power exchange and just great energy. And it was great to watch. And it was super fun for me to watch handing over that power to someone else and seeing what they did with it, because it was similar to what I did, but it had a different flavor. So it was kind of a little artful watching someone else paint on the same canvas, so to speak.
And it was so funny that as Siren, you're talking about this and not being into dominating. And I guess you, looking back, maybe you were a little bit reticent initially, but boy, you took to it very quickly and it was amazing. Took to it quite well.
Girl's a quick study.
Well, I guess it was, you know, in the vanilla world, you know, outside world, I have to do a lot of, you know, decision making and stuff for work. And so I had never really wanted to be in the dominating space, you know, in the lifestyle. And so, you know, that still, that personality came through, but it came through in such a fun way. It was like, I didn't have to be there doing any of that. I got the privilege, you know, my husband was allowing me to be there to do that, those things. Victoria was giving me the power, you know, over her husband. And so that just made it a privilege. It made it fun. It didn't, you know, seem like any sort of work or anything that I would have imagined that it would be. And then I just got into it, you know, and at one point I shoved him up against the wall and I said, do you think that you're going to be able to fuck me with that little tiny dick? You better try. You better try, because your queen over there is not going to let you be cuckset again unless you give it your full effort. And it was just fun. It was just moments like that. Or when I did finally ride his face and I waterboarded him with my squirt. We did that a couple of times. In the end, when we did, you know, try to get the cage off at one point. And that was kind of comical because I imagined very differently. I imagined like just something with a padlock, and his, it was like fit together. So she had to get off the bed and come help me, you know, so just moments like that where we were learning and, you know, but then just as the scene was unfolding.
I should have given you a chastity cage 101.
Right. A little YouTube video of like how to take it apart. Yeah. Put it together. I needed to practice.
Yes.
That. But I was just thinking,
the cylinder lock is not intuitive.
Yeah.
I have one you can take off right now as we speak. So,
right. That thing's not coming off for a while. It was, you know, and it was a lot of fun, and it was trust in the individuals involved, and it was great communication. You guys, it was fantastic to communicate with you. And it was actually something we haven't replicated since, because it's a very selective energy and situation. It's something that I enjoy, but I'm just selective as to who I would do that with.
Yeah, I don't know without you guys that could be replicated. You guys are amazing.
And it was just the excitement and energy behind doing it. It was the complete respect of what was happening and what I was doing by providing you with that power. And it was, the setup was perfect. And I, you know, even though, you know, Socrates and I did not in the moment accomplish what I think we had originally set out to do because we were distracted by the show, the three-ring circus that was happening in the corner.
Eventually, I just asked if I could take your cuck to my room, and we ate snacks and got in our jammies and let you guys have your fun. And that was really fun, really.
Yeah, and that's the part of giving over the power is that you also have to be able to take care, do the aftercare with it, too. So you did a lovely, lovely job with that.
And before we cover any other part, I'd also like to say premature ejaculation is the highest form of flattery. if we talk about any other parts. I mean, that has nothing to do with anything specific, just a general statement.
Well, I got to tell you, too, guys, but that everything was so amazing and so stimulating and so hot that... You know what? That might have been the first time that it actually happened looking back, but James was unable, even though we took the cage off, he didn't get an erection really, even though he was so turned on. And then he came anyways, just trying to kind of like flop his little penis around on me. And then I squirted all over him and he was not inside me. And he wasn't rubbing on me really. He was just sort of flopping it on me like a little gummy worm. And it was so, just the whole thing of being watched by Socrates and Victoria and that happening, I squirted on him. And now I've been able to, like, squirt without really being, like, you know, penetrated or, you know, specifically stimulated. So I think that might have been the first time that that happened for me. So that was a cool thing, too, that happened. I thought was like, why am I, this guy is not even inside me. And I'm just like, this whole situation is so cool that my body just responded that way. So, and then, you know, you gave me extra, you're like, for the rest of the weekend, you know, he can help, you know, do whatever you need him to do. So he was my suntan lotion cuck and ran and got us drinks and different things. And then when we, you know, saw you again, you allowed me the privilege of teasing him a little bit still, which, you know, not everyone wants to continue outside that. So I appreciate that privilege as well.
Well, I think you bring up a really good point, though, that the mental stimulation, I think for us specifically, and that's why cuckolding is just so... where we've landed. I mean, since that experience with you in 23, we have gone very rarely the swinging situation and almost exclusively interracial cuckolding situations that have gotten, you know, really, really clear that that is where we have landed in our journey. We never count anything out ever because you never know what kind of people you meet. We still go to swinging events because we have friends that are, and we enjoy the fun, sexy atmosphere. But when we go to like Utopia, the cuckold specific events, that is where we shine and flourish and are our freest, most wonderful sexual selves.
I just heard there's possibly a chance I may get some strange in the future. Very small chance.
God love him. You know what? That's part of what my job is, just to keep a little hope alive for him.
What did you say, James? You might get what?
I said there's a small chance I may get some strange in the future somewhere.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Yeah. No, he's not.
So
we shall see.
I have one question about Utopia regarding James, and then I really want to talk about the future of Victoria and James. I am a researcher. I love asking questions because I love seeing from other people's perspectives, because perspective is one of the most powerful things. And so I asked everybody, because I had worked with my boy Michael C, and we were helping cook and do all these other things for Utopia. You know, it's great. You guys should check it out. You know, check out Michael C's website and look into it. And so, but I was asking everybody. I really wanted to know their feedback. And James, do you remember what you had told me? Because that changed my whole perspective on cuckolding, and it changed the trajectory of my lifestyle journey.
Gosh, I guess I don't remember what I specifically said.
You said something super profound.
You did. So what I was asking everybody, and he was like, you know, there's no place where we're like 100% celebrated and 100% accepted, and we could just be our authentic selves. And I was like, wow.
Okay, like, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, you mean, you know, all we need to do, and everybody wants this, they want their own place their own home, their own community, where they can just let loose and be themselves and not worry about, you know, people thinking it's weird or wrong or whatever they think. And that really inspired me because I was like, I can do that. You know, me and my wife, Siren, have been doing some form of events our entire lives. And we learned the ways of the lifestyle, and we're now learning how to integrate that, and we're looking forward to doing some cuckold-specific events ourselves. But, James, you were the one that said that gave me the framework to move forward. And now Brian already knew this, right? And, you know, he's been in the game for 30 years, right? Who knew it, but I had to see it for myself, right? It's like giving people a space to be themselves. And I love that calling. It's like a calling to me now.
And it's really, really difficult to find that an event that curates to cuckolds. It's just, it's very rare. And you find that the people that attend, it's like going somewhere where you have your own secret handshake. It is absolutely nirvana for us. I mean, I hate to say they named it Utopia, but I mean, truly, that's what it is. That is where, when we attended that event and then we attended the subsequent event, we just said, everything makes sense. It is now, we had dabbled in a lot of things. We were kind of doing a lot of things simultaneously. And we said, this is really it. This is where we both have such a great feeling of absolute freedom that we can do whatever we want, however we want. We can try whatever we want. And it was absolutely phenomenal. So they're rare events to find, but gosh, they're magical when you do find them.
We're going to be doing them. And the Bull Brotherhood is gearing up to that. And because of that. And another thing that Victoria said is we were, you know, after the whole event, we were talking. And she said, you know what? I have realized I am never, and I don't know what you guys have done since then, but she's like, I am never going to do anything where my husband is not 100% a part of this. And I was like, you go, girl. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you discover yourself and you realize this is where we belong.
We discovered some very specific dynamics that we enjoy that we would have not found necessarily at an event like that. It was really just, it was a time of really a lot of growth for us that was just kind of compounded by the next event. So yeah, keep us on our list. Keep us on your mailing list if you have events, because we love them. It's just, it is, we find it's just rejuvenating for our soul, and it's wonderful. We're super grateful to have those opportunities.
I love it.
And let me add too, it was beautiful for me. Like, Socrates and I are in a stag and vixen relationship. So here we are at this event, just helping out with all these cuckold couples. And it was beautiful for me because I got to just learn so much by watching and being around and asking questions of just the different ways that everyone moved in their dynamics. And that's was my intention for the weekend, is to just go there and just to learn and to be a student of what was going on. And because that is an underserved community in the lifestyle. You know, as you mentioned, there's not as many events. And so it was great to just go there and be a part of that in a small way to, you know, just learn more about and just, you know, because sometimes people will be like, oh, cuckold, you know, that's weird or whatever. I was probably one of them for sure, you know. But as you learn about it and you just see, you know, the love that you guys have for each other and the respect and how you practice that, then it's just beautiful just to watch and to know about it. And, you know, I just had a huge growth and appreciation for that dynamic after that weekend. So thank you guys for being a part of that.
And thank you for saying that. I mean, that's always been one of my biggest concerns, to keep that bit hidden from many, because, I mean, we try to be very hidden just based on our jobs and things like that. But even in the community, the hot wifing, the splash community, the swinging community, we're pretty quiet about the cuckolding piece because it comes with so many negative connotations. And I cannot stand the idea of anyone looking at James and thinking him any less than the absolutely phenomenal individual that he is. The thought of anyone thinking anything less than he is absolutely amazing is sickening to me. So I guard it, and I'm very, very, very cautious with it, which is probably even more why cuckold events are so wonderful, because no one... Everyone, it's just,
and that's why I think it's so important for, you know, people outside the cuckold dynamic to learn about it and to, you know, that's why I wanted to go, because I feel like, you know, with my mouthpiece as having my own podcast with the Siren of Freedom, and, you know, people are starting to, you know, recognize me. And so it's important for someone to know and understand all dynamics, so that when people come to you, you know, they will listen. They'll say, oh, well, you know, maybe we need to open our minds to more things. And so the more we educate ourselves, and the more non-cuckold couples can educate other non-cuckold couples about it, the more we can grow that respect and just cherish it, for because what you guys have is beautiful and it's amazing. And I wish everyone could see that.
Yeah, I do too. I love it. Did you guys have one comment on that? I have one more question. We're coming up on time, and we want to be cognizant of you guys' time. Did you want to comment on anything she just said?
Yeah, what I was going to say is everything that Victoria said, you know, with all that, she still has no problem humiliating me in many, many ways.
I love it. It's actually one of my I actually do that with our vanilla friends, and they think I'm just being cheeky.
Well, we did have a lot of fun.
But I'm being accurate.
We did also go with Victoria and James just to a little weekend getaway last year, and that was quite fun. And I think Victoria and I were like, she was teaching me all the small penis references and jokes and things for over the weekend, so that was quite fun. So
and Siren will tell you she was kicking our asses in every game we played, and drove Siren to the point of wanting to fucking leave.
No, I said good thing I love you so much, because I'm very competitive and I do not like to lose. And that weekend was still, you guys,
Siren and I
great. Go ahead.
Siren and I share that attribute. I am wicked competitive. It's terrible. It's not my best self. But you guys are a blast. So wonderful and kind. And this is why we love the lifestyle, is because we get to meet people like you that we would have never
Never would have met. It's,
so we're really grateful. And maybe one day we'll be lucky enough to meet Mr. Morgan in person. And yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll get into some mischief.
Yeah. And if you're ever lucky enough for Victoria to give you the privilege of letting you borrow her cuck, he gives an amazing nude massage.
So what's the future for Victoria and James? What are you guys looking forward to in the coming years?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm going to go ahead and answer it, because that's how we do things, as you've probably seen. I answer all questions. But, you know, we have cultivated, and Utopia has helped with this, really network with some really great cuckold couples. And we're actually meeting up with some friends of ours who we met through Utopia in Orlando. And we're doing kind of like just a small curated event that's very cuckold centric with some gentlemen that they are familiar with in the in Florida. And so we're going to be doing that. Splash is in our future, but we're also going to go on a bliss cruise with some friends in November. And the great thing about that is that there are some gentlemen that I've met through Splash and Utopia that are also going to be on the bliss cruise, which is fantastic. So I think really we have gone away so much from couple stuff that really is not so much in our wheelhouse. Although I think at each event, I think James looks at me for the nod, like, okay, yeah, we're going to do the swinging thing at this event. But part of it is that I just tease him and make him think that it might happen, and then I just rip the carpet out from underneath his feet.
I'm waiting in the bullpen just every day. Like, one day the phone's going to ring, I'm coming in. I just don't know when that is.
Isn't that so sweet?
He's not in the bullpen.
The man thinks he's in the bullpen.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, sorry. You're outside just hoping to have a little sip of their water.
He really does. But in answer to your questions, Socrates, what I think a lot of it is just connections we've made, and then we will travel and go meet with people we have great connections with that love and appreciate our dynamic, and it works out very well for us. I'm in a position that I can do getaways quarterly or even less than that, and I don't mind that, you know, that those kind of play experiences or there's time in between of that. So that works well for us for where we're located. But I know that that's not everyone's dynamic, but it works for us. I think he would probably enjoy more frequent fun times, but I got a lot of shit that I'm working on. So I compartmentalize this with every other part of my life. I got shit to do.
I'll try to remember to send him nudes more often. So,
Oh, he would love that. The right. Man is a
piece. Yes, please. Yes, please.
He's a connoisseur of curvaceous women. He loves that.
Amen, brother.
Did you have anything you wanted to add to Socrates' question? Because I answered all of it. Did you have anything?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about getting nudes from Siren. Yeah. So
he's a singular-minded man.
Yes.
Yeah. I love distracting him. Thank you so much for letting me tease at your cut.
Of course. Did you have any other plans for us for the future?
I don't think so.
I'm sure he has like 1,000 fantasies. He's just waiting to dole them out slowly to not overwhelm me.
Maybe I should, you need to send me one of your written little fantasies, and then I'll send you some nudes. Because I do like hearing your stories, because they give me ideas for things.
Oh, the man could write erotic fiction.
We'll charge him, and I love to read it.
All right, well,
perfect.
We are.
I love it.
We are coming up on time. Unc, is there anything you want to ask or anything like that?
No, I think you guys covered everything. I was just here to listen tonight.
All right.
Like what I heard.
Well, take it over, Unc.
I'm so sorry. I don't want you to feel like we excluded you from the conversation.
He would have jumped in if he wanted to. Believe me, he does not. He doesn't need anyone's permission to jump into the podcast for sure.
Okay.
All right. I think, Unc, it's you now.
All right.
Yep. Take us away.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank Victoria and James for coming on tonight to another very, very interesting episode of the Bull Brotherhood podcast. And for myself, Socrates and Siren, wishing all the bulls out there of the Brotherhood a good night. And to all my sexy ladies, you know the routine. Good morning. Until we meet again, talk again, everybody. I'll be the same. Cheers. Bye bye. Good night. Dominant and classy. We stand tall, never fall. Bull Brotherhood. Luxury and tall.